Open your Bibles with me to Isaiah chapter 12. You know, one of the things is this week is a week where we celebrate Thanksgiving, and I think it's so important that we give thanks and glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Some of the things the Father was speaking to my heart about is, like the writer of Hebrews said, in Hebrews 13:6, he says, "For I will boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I will boldly say this, that the Lord is my helper." You know, the Bible says that the Word of God says that God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So before we ever start this morning, I want to speak right now to minds. I want to speak to every mind in the house, in the room right now that is racing. I call the mind to be open and steady in the name of Jesus. That the mind receives what you have for it today. And as the mind receives it, it'll drift down to the heart. And then it'll be manifested in the life. So Father God, I thank you for that and give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. You know, I was thinking about something as before we get into our text this morning. It's like, what comes to your mind or what do you think about when you think about a well? A big hole. A big hole, okay. Yes.
Fresh water.
Anybody else? Something that comes to your mind when you think about a well.
A spiritual well.
Yes. Yes, Dust. You got to pump it. Okay. Yes. Anyone else? You know, when I think about a well, I think about being thirsty. I think about refreshing. I think about when I'm refreshed with water, my spirit, my life is renewed. In other words, if I come to him thirsty, he'll give me the water of his word to drink that will refresh me and will renew me. I don't know about you, but sometimes I get tired. Sometimes I get worn out. The Bible says that, but they that wait upon the Lord, what do you do? He'll renew their strength. Amen. So today in Isaiah chapter 12, verse number 2, the Word of God says, "Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day you shall say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth." Today, the title of this morning's message is, Trust is a Must. We're going to look at my strength, my song, and my salvation. Amen? Can we lift how many know the word doesn't need to be complicated to accomplish what God sent it to do? Amen. In other words, God wants us to have revelation and understanding so that we can totally be refreshed and renewed. So let's lift the word. Say, repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to do in this house today. So first and foremost, again, Father God, I pray that you speak to me today. No matter what I study, no matter what thoughts are in my mind and my heart, may the words that come out of my mouth be from you and not from me. And when all is said and done, all glory and honor and praise will be unto the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen and amen. So first thing we're looking at is he's my strength. Amen. And first thing I want to look at is, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. It's a familiar text for most of us that study God's word. But we don't take for granted that everyone knows it. You know, Paul had been through, had a thorn in his flesh where Satan was buffeting him and bugging him and kept hitting him in the area. And he sought the Lord three times for the Lord to take this, but the Lord didn't remove that thing. Amen? And what the Lord wants us to understand is he is my strength. But before I can totally rely on his strength, I've got to recognize my weakness. Hello? If I do not recognize my weakness, I will be dependent on my strength instead of his strength. He said, the apostle said this. When he didn't take it from him, he said in verse number 9, he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, and distresses for Christ's sake. That's a pretty profound statement there. In other words, he is able by the power of God to look past the circumstance and the situation and hold on to the promise of God. God's not saying to anyone in this room that you're not going to go through something. But what God is assuring you and I is none of us will go through it alone. He's our very present help in time of need. And the apostle said this, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then am I strong. So first thing the Lord said, hey, it's okay to admit that you have a weakness. Hello? Does anybody have a weakness in some area in their life in the room? How many is God speaking to today? He's speaking to every last one of us. He is no respecter of persons. In some place, in some area, and some level, he is speaking to everyone. So the apostle says, hey, it's his strength. So look with me in Ephesians chapter 3. I looked at my weakness. Now I've got to focus on his strength. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 16, the Apostle Paul said this. We're talking about being strengthened by the Spirit of God. He says that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, and ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know of the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. So in other words, I'm recognizing my weakness so I can take a hold of his strength, which becomes my strength. Amen? In other words, his strength is made perfect in my weakness. So he says to you and I, the Apostle Paul, to bring edification here, in Galatians chapter 2, verse number 20, the Apostle Paul said this. He said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. In other words, to get the revelation, we have to understand my weakness, his strength. His strength becomes my strength. Why? Because I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. In other words, I have to depend on the one that's in me. And then we can really look at Psalms 28 in a different light. Turn me to Psalms 28. Verse number 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. Amen. Amen. So in other words, God wants us to recognize and have revelation that, hey, he understands us. He knows us. He sees us right where we are. He sees that we have a weakness, but he is saying in our weakness, will you trust him in his strength in that weakness? So his strength becomes our strength, because his strength becomes perfected when we allow him and recognize our imperfection. How many perfect people do we have in the room? Is anybody perfect in the room? How many sin in the room? How many needs God's grace in the room? What the Lord was saying in this also, in this psalm of prophet Isaiah's thanksgiving for salvation, it's a thanksgiving of praise that is going forth, not only for the Jew, but for the Gentile. He said, when I have revelation that I'm of my strength where I had weakness, and his strength is might become my strength, all of a sudden it becomes my song. Because the joy of the Lord is my... And when I recognize that and I have revelation of that, all of a sudden I can't help but start praising him. I can't help but start singing a song of praise. The psalmist says in Psalms chapter 40, verse number 1. The psalmist says this, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. Look to your neighbor and say, trust is a must. Blessed is the man that maketh his trust, the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Amen. All of a sudden, there's a song in my heart. A song of praise, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but who has God done something for? Amen. Can we give him praise? He said, I'm not singing the same old song I used to sing. I used to sing Eric Clapton, but now I'm clapping for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not singing the same old song. I'm singing a new song unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. And inside of each and every one of us, there's a song. Amen. And it doesn't always have to be what some recording artist has sang. Amen. You know what the greatest praise and praise song to the Lord that he ever hears is one that comes out of your heart that you created and your own heart to him. Amen. And guess what? It doesn't matter if anyone else likes it. It doesn't matter if anyone else appreciates it. I'm not singing it to you. I'm singing it to him. Hallelujah. At the end of praise and worship, when I worship, and I'm not singing to you. I'm not up here to entertain anybody. I'm here to praise and give glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I don't know about you, but he's done some wonderful things in my life. I don't know about you, but he's done some wonderful things in my family. I don't know about you, but he's done some wonderful things in my church family and my friends. Come on. Can we give God some praise in the house? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Look with me in Psalms 89. Psalms 89. Hallelujah. Verse number 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor, our horn shall be exalted. Amen. You know, a song of praise, of hallelujah, is a song out of a heart, no matter what's going on. Now, when things aren't going your way and those around you know that you're going through a hard time, and when they know that you're being attacked, and all of a sudden, you just start lifting up praise to the Lord. You start rejoicing in his goodness. You start giving them glory and praise, and they're looking at you like they're a nut, like you're a nut. But all of a sudden, it ministers to their heart and their life. Because you're not responding as the world responds. We're in this world. We're not of this world. God's called us out and set us apart for his kingdom and for his glory. And when I was looking at it, he took me to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. And we have the account here of Paul and Silas. That Paul and Silas were whipped and beaten. And they were put in the inner prison. And they were put in stocks. And the Bible says, let's go to verse 23. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Now what happened? And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. The Father was saying this to me. Listen to me. He was talking about the church in the time that we're living in. The church in the day that we're living in, they're considering persecution because somebody looked at them wrong. Somebody did them wrong. It's another somebody done somebody wrong song. And they're looking at that as persecution. Oh, there was all kinds of people talking trash about Paul and Silas. But they're in the middle of prison. And they're beaten for Christ's sake. They're whipped. And all of a sudden they begin to sing praises. And the Lord entered those praises. And all of a sudden there was deliverance that came.
And God says, when we praise him, no matter what's going on, when we choose to give him glory, we choose to give him honor, the bands will be broken. The bondage, the prisons, the chains will break. And the prisoners will be set free. You have something that's binding you. You have something that's holding you down. Sing praises unto the Lord in the midst of it. Give him glory. Faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. Paul and Silas wasn't seeing the bands broken. They weren't seeing the prison doors being opened. What they saw is, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that they were singing praises unto the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Here's what God wants to say to us today. If truly he is my strength and he is truly my song, no one or nothing can steal it from me. Hello? Every time you let somebody steal your strength and your song, you let the adversary get a foothold. Amen? Amen? I don't hear a lot of amens. Amen. You know, as a pastor, just so you understand, if I don't hear an amen or affirmation, it means I haven't got the point through yet. That means I have to continue to go until we get it. Because God wants everyone to get it. God doesn't want to, I didn't understand this. No, God wants everyone to understand. Amen? Amen?
Uh-huh. And they hang on every word you say. And sometimes it's really hard to remember to be strong in these situations or remember where to pray when you work with people who are like that a lot.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like it backs you in a corner and it makes you to be somebody you know inside you're not.
Right.
But it's hard.
That's where Jesus would say to us, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give your Father in heaven all the glory. They may not agree with you, but they recognize the good, okay? So we're not letting the darkness override us. We're walking in the light as he is in the light. We're having fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ is cleansing us from all of our sin. It's no longer I that liveth, but it's Christ that lives in me. So it's Christ that has to shine, not me. God isn't looking for me to go into the workplace and shine. God's looking for me to recognize that the one greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I've got to allow the one that's in me to shine. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. I don't know how to sing that song.
Nations with grace and glory, shine forth your word, Lord, and let it shine.
Let there be light. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, you know what? God just wants us to have church. God wants us to have church. This is why we're here. You know, there's no system or no certain way you have to do anything. God just wants you to be everything God's called you to be. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're sitting here, when the Holy Ghost gets a hold of you, if you need to run, go run around the sanctuary. We got a running route around the outside. Begin to run. If you feel you got to shout, just shout. Hallelujah. Shout a praise unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. And if somebody says they're crazy there, guess what? I'm crazy for Jesus. Hello? Hey, you ought to see how crazy I was before Jesus out on the highway. I was one crazy guy. Amen? I played the game Dare all the time. Oh, really? Right, honey? I gave her every one of these gray hairs. And she got them when she was like 35. Oh, but she had beautiful, she had salt and pepper hair. It's beautiful. It's still beautiful. She got the most beautiful hair. She got beautiful hair and a beautiful woman. That's right. I love her. She's special. I thank the Lord for her tolerance and the way the Lord gave her grace for me. Thank you, honey. She says, move on. Yes.
No matter what's going on, find one little thing today that God did for you and rejoice in it. I was reading Psalms 22, and he starts out with all, poor old me, woe, woe, and then he goes, then he starts praising the Lord and all the woe's gone. See, God already knows the problem.
Right.
We need to rejoice. He said it two times. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice.
Amen.
So if we're trusting him and rejoicing, all the other stuff ain't gonna matter.
Amen.
I'm
Amen.
There. I'm
Amen.
Like you are by her. Amen. That's the way I am.
Amen. Just like sister came up to me a little while ago during praise and worship, just touched my heart. Because she was listening to my son's testimony that he did at the ministry. And when I came into her home and her son Travis and Gaither and our whole family came to, remember all those people that came to Jesus through that? Not only with the guy you work with, and
Clyde.
Ethan Allen. 23 people came to Jesus over that. All right, yeah. Amen. You know, and you look at things and you say, God will take what the devil meant for evil, and he'll turn around and use it for his glory and for his honor. Amen. I don't know about you, but I know what God delivered me out of. Hallelujah. Amen. And I said, and I mean, if he never did another thing, what he did for me in October the 12th, 1997 was enough. Amen. But you know what? He's not done. Amen. He's not only my strength. He is not only my song, but he's also my salvation. Turn with me to Psalms 27. This is David's song of confidence. Look to your neighbor and say, trust is a must. He said in verse 1, he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen. Remember, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. So with that in mind, look with me in Isaiah 25. Let's go over verse number 8. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off the faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord have spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him. And he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Amen. I love rejoicing. And Zephaniah, chapter 3. This revelation. Verse 17, it says, the Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. How many know that God's rejoicing over you today? Hallelujah. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. You know, when I was thinking about that, I've heard some beautiful voices some marvelous voices. But there's no greater or more marvelous voice than the voice of the Lord. And he is saying that, listen, he's rejoicing over you with singing. Amen? He isn't here to beat you up and to tear you down. He is the glory and he is the lifter of our heads. Amen? And he says that he will take us from glory to glory, even as by his Spirit. And I think about that, and sometimes as I'm running and I hear singing, I hear voices, and I don't believe I hear the Lord singing over me, but I've heard many of his angels sing. Because there's a beautiful choir. Amen? And they're making a beautiful sound. And God wants you to understand that you're a beautiful creation. That he created you, each and every one of us, in his image. And he has a plan and purpose in every one of our lives. And we cannot receive what he has for us if we keep holding on to what the devil's trying to say. We're either going to listen to what God says, or we're going to listen to what the devil says. Because every time the devil speaks, he discourages, he tears you down, he breaks you up, he messes with your head. And God is not the author of confusion. When God speaks to you, he speaks to you in love. He never comes to you in condemnation. He comes to you in love. And he ministers in love and grace and mercy. So he says to us in closing today that he's my strength. He's my song. He's my salvation. He's also my sustainer. My sustainer. And look with me in Psalms chapter 3. Verse number 1. This is the psalmist David. Listen to me. This is the psalmist David speaking when he's facing the enemy. When he's facing the adversity. So when you're facing your adversity or the enemy that's trying to storm, this is how David responded. He said, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? They are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say, O my soul, there is no help for him in God. Pause for a moment and think about that. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Pause and think about this. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Pause and think about that. So in closing, what is the Lord saying? He is saying, he's our strength. He's our song. He's our salvation. He's our sustainer. But don't forget, he is always our Savior. Our Savior.